Jabbing babies and toddlers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Parents are a step closer to taking their young kids 5 and under to the COVID vaccine shot, the only age group yet to be allowed to get one.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration will authorize use of pediatric doses of both the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months of age.
The CDC will consider it next, expected to give final approval.
It means preschoolers, toddlers, and infants could be vaccinated in most of the nation as soon as next week.
Fox's Evan Brown. There's a prayer service this hour at a church in Alabama, not far from the church in Vestavia Hills, where a gunman shot up a potluck dinner last night, killing two people and injuring one. He is now in custody. There's a rebound on Wall Street at the stock market. The Dow's up 120 points. Yesterday, it fell below 30,000 for the first time since January of last year. The NASDAQ's up 160. Yesterday, it dropped to a level not seen since September 2020. President Biden tells AP he is not to blame for inflation, like Republicans claim, calling that bizarre.
Saying that the economy that he inherited and the pandemic that left psychological scars in the American people have really gotten people down. A Fox News poll this week showed that his overall approval rating is way underwater. 57% disapproving of the job the president's doing, his lowest rating to date.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. The president has blamed Russia's leader and the invasion of Ukraine for surging gas prices. Vladimir Putin just responded, saying,
when I hear that, I think that was just stupid. Plain stupid.
They're getting used to this in the San Francisco Bay Area. Warriors fans singing, "We are the champions." After Golden State won the NBA title a fourth time in 8 years.
I am thrilled. It's not a given. It's been such a journey. It's so amazing.
The Warriors finished off the Boston Celtics in game six last night of the finals, 103-90. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Again, on Wall Street, the Dow is on the rise, though it's up less than it had been. It's up 70. Now it's back below 30,000. The NASDAQ is up more than 100 points. The S&P 500 is adding 20. The price of oil is down $3, back to about 114 bucks a barrel. Gas is down a penny. It's fallen three straight days since its last record. AAA has regular's national average, exactly $5 a gallon. Diesel, though, at a new all-time high today, almost 580. President Biden wrote a letter the other day to U.S. refiners urging them to produce more gasoline and diesel, claiming their profit margins are historically high amid the price surge.
At least one company is now firing back, writing, quote, ExxonMobil has been investing more than any other company to develop U.S. oil and gas supplies. Globally, we've invested double what we've earned over the past 5 years. We kept investing. Even during the pandemic, government can promote investment through clear and consistent policy that supports U.S. resource development. But what the White House won't call for? More drilling at home.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. There is real drama in pro wrestling.
WWE founder and chairman Vince McMahon has stepped down from his role with the company while the board investigates claims of alleged misconduct. McMahon is accused of paying $3 million in hush money to a former paralegal he was allegedly having an affair with. The Wall Street Journal reported the woman's friend emailed the WWE board claiming the woman's salary increased after McMahon began a sexual relationship with her, then, quote, gave her like a toy to the head of talent relations, John Laurinaitis, who's the stepfather of the Bella the twins. A WWE spokesperson says the relationship was consensual. McMahon's daughter, Stephanie, will serve as interim CEO. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
At golf's U.S. Open, MJ Duffy has surged into the lead. It's 6 under par. That's 3 strokes better than anyone else. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.